Hello, welcome to the weekly devotional reading from Practical Christianity Foundation. You may subscribe at our website, pcfbooks.com, to receive the weekly devotional reading at your inbox every Sunday morning. Here is this week's devotional reading.
This week's devotional reading is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. This is the season of our Savior's birth, the record of His first coming, the beginning of the fulfillment of the promise of redemption. It is a familiar story. We know the main events and recall major occurrences, but at times we miss significant details which seem less momentous, but very important. Here is a passage from Luke's record reflecting Mary's response to God's favor upon her. Luke 1, 46 through 55. This is the word of God. May the Spirit of Truth give us wisdom and insight to receive what has been conveyed through His Word by His inspiration. Verses 46 through 55. The Magnificat. And Mary said,
"My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He has had regard for the humble state of His bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear Him. He has done mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, and has exalted those who are humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and has sent away the rich empty-handed. He has given help to Israel, His servant, in remembrance of His mercy. He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and his descendants forever."
Following her life-changing conversation with Gabriel, Mary packed her bags and left for the hill country to visit her relative Elizabeth. Driven by righteous curiosity and godly excitement, Mary hastened to get to her relative to confer with her about God's marvelous favor upon them. Upon her arrival, Mary was greeted by Elizabeth with more affirmation of God's favor, and the two women shared a worshipful moment presided by the Holy Spirit. It was the greatest occasion of worship. Leaping in Elizabeth's womb, John worshipped Jesus Christ still in Mary's womb. Filled by the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth prophesied over Mary, affirmed the Blessed Mother, and exalted the Holy Child in her. Moved by the Holy Spirit, Mary sang the Magnificat, praising God for His sovereign grace revealed in the baby she was carrying. While Elizabeth affirmed the young virgin and blessed the Holy Child in her virgin womb, Mary herself offered a doxology of praise to her Lord, joining Elizabeth in a Spirit-led, vibrant, expressive worship to God the Almighty. Mary's song, the Magnificat, was a heartfelt, worshipful praise that surged from within her joyful soul, lifting up the name of the Most High. She glorified God, who favored her out of all of the women of the earth, to be the human instrument for the revelation of God in human form, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Mary continued to sing God's praises with thanksgiving. She acknowledged God as the source of her gladness, confessed Him as her Savior, and thanked Him because she found a soul-satisfying joy in Him. She was a young virgin, not regarded important or special by anyone. She was an ordinary young maiden. She did not command anyone's attention. Like other young women in her culture, she probably did not look beyond her betrothal. Her mind and heart were most likely preoccupied with the affairs of her upcoming marriage to Joseph. However, God's favor was upon her. Although she was probably aware of the stigma surrounding the unusual circumstances of her premarital pregnancy and Jesus' subsequent birth, the joy of the Lord in her soul far outweighed any earthly adversity or social ridicule. No matter what others said, her spirit found a lasting joy in God. She sang his praises with a joyful heart because her life was complete in him. Mary realized that God is not a respecter of persons. In spite of her low estate, God loved Mary and chose her for this glorious appointment, the earthly mother of the heavenly Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, perfect man, perfect God, God the Son. Mary realized that her earthly conditions could never undermine God's favor upon her. Everyone, she exclaimed, will call her blessed because God himself consecrated her for this unique purpose and position. She will be recognized because the Most High caused the holy conception of Jesus Christ to take place in her virgin womb. Mary also acknowledged in her song that God is merciful to those who fear him. She accepted Gabriel's words with fear and reverence, even though she did not understand the full ramifications of what he had said to her. But because she accepted God's plan for her life by faith and with an obedient attitude, her heart overflowed with God's mercy and his goodness. Being led to the truth by the Holy Spirit, Mary recognized God's power and authority over the affairs of men and their kingdoms. Mary understood that God establishes kingdoms and overthrows rulers, but the same God who presides over the mighty rulers of the earth took notice of Mary and bestowed his favor upon her. To Mary, God was not just a God. He was her Lord, her God, her personal God. Mary acknowledged God as the source of her daily bread, even when the rich are sent away with nothing. Mary was fully aware that the Lord is not only the resource for her physical needs, but also the provider for nurturing her spirit. She knew that God restores the poor in spirit into his gracious blessing. Although Mary's words were inspired by the Holy Spirit through what was happening in her own life, she was fully aware of God's grace and mercy toward Israel as well. God covenanted with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and David that he will not forsake Israel, his people, and that he will send the Messiah to redeem them. By noting that God remembered Israel, Mary acknowledged God's faithfulness to his own word, not only for herself and for Israel, but also to every one of his children. Mary affirmed that the child in her womb is the fulfillment of God's promise to Abraham, Israel's forefather, and his descendants. The psalmist affirmed God's promises and his faithfulness in a beautiful refrain reiterating that God always remembers his covenant and confirms his word by his laws and by what he does. The same truth was inspired in Mary's heart and was expressed in her worshipful song of praise. Mary praised God because what was promised and prophesied long ago is now fulfilled in the baby she was carrying. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, God said to Abraham, "In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." That blessing is Jesus Christ, the Holy Seed, born of the Virgin Mary, the Son of the Most High, God the Almighty. Mary's humble heart became the fountainhead of praise and worship. Mary's song to God is a rich expression of worship and praise, coming from a heart that is keenly aware of God's work in her life. She did not thank God just for the simple fact of merely choosing her to conceive and give birth to the Savior he promised. She praised God for his favor upon her and for filling her with a lasting joy. She praised God for fulfilling his promise to Israel. She praised God for his sovereign grace, infinite mercy, and gracious love. She thanked the Lord for his specific intervention in her life. While Mary's position in the annals of sacred history is unique and unparalleled, we wholeheartedly participate in the expression of her joy because we have experienced the favor of God's saving grace through his Son, born of her. Influenced by Mary's expression of God-inspired praise, we often find our souls carried along with her soaring articulation of God's goodness. And with Mary, we sing of the Lord's greatness and find in him our greatest joy, unshakable security, and true peace, singing with Mary.
My soul exalts the Lord,
and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. for he has had regard to the humble state of his bondslave. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in my Savior. He has seen the humble state of my heart. Praise the Almighty God, He's done great things for us. Holy is His name, His mercy is free for those who fear His justice. May generation to generation
to death.